This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Angel darkness is upon you. Stuck a need on your arm. So take another toe. Have a blow for your nose.
Gentlemen, we got a special report coming up. Well, actually, multiple special reports from Alex Jones. An unseen interview with Larry Pinkney, one of the original founders of the Black Panthers. I'll be back hosting the InfoWars War Room coming up at 3. Before I depart, though, ladies and gentlemen, that interview was incredible. Wow. And now the duty is yours to make sure it gets a million views. That's how many views that interview needs, is a million views. Minimum. Should be 100 million. But the dog only hunts if you put it into the field. So once we get that video up at band.video, we're going to get it up as soon as possible. I got to think of a title, but we'll get it up in its entirety. Then you download it. You can post it to your own platforms. We don't care. Edit it, you know, edit the parts you like out the most and put them up if you want. Share the links, tell your friends and family. We need to have a million eyes and ears on that interview. Wow. And so now my final challenge is to come up with the right headline to get that to happen. And again, it cannot be forgotten. This wouldn't even be possible without you and the audience's financial support. So not only do we need your support of being the modern-day Paul Revere's of spreading the information, doing your midnight ride, your digital ride, we also need your financial support so that we can have the studios and so we can have the platforms and we can facilitate all of this. So remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the brand new Fizzy Magnesium, very popular, on sale right now. The Survival Shield X2, a game changer. Just so many great supplements. I love all the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Live the InfoWars life. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com for our supplements. And, of course, remember, because no one else will do it, we're going to try to house political debates here as well. And so the more you make band.video successful, the more success, more opportunities we'll have for success. Again, next Tuesday, the great debate on the crisis in the Middle East between Fuentes and Barnes, moderated by the InfoWars hosts, myself, Alex Jones, and Harrison Smith. Now, boy, oh boy, how much news can I get to in a 2-minute time span here? You know, Vernon Jones doesn't get enough positive attention. This guy, I mean, you know, Matt Gaetz gets a lot of attention, and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Ron DeSantis, and they're all great. Vernon Jones is right up there right now. And former Democrat, now Republican, this guy needs a lot more accolades. And I mean, I don't know if I'm the first to suggest, but how about a Vernon Jones runs for president? How about a Trump Jones ticket? Not Alex Jones, Vernon Jones. Seriously, Vernon Jones is the real deal, folks. And he had an event today. Guys, will you see if there's any updates on his event today at Liberty Plaza in Atlanta? Vernon Jones schedules press conference for today. This is the story from last night. For today in Atlanta to call for a full forensic audit of Georgia's 2020 election results. Bingo! Yahtzee! Yeah, let's get the audits going. Let's continue, because what we're finding is mass voter fraud, but more so mass criminal cover-up of these investigations, of these audits by the Democrats. For example, information deleted from Maricopa County election machine has been recovered. Remember, they tried to delete that data so that the audit couldn't find the how the election was stolen in Maricopa County. Oops, looks like they found the data. Uh-oh. Ooh. Fake President Joe Biden driving around, or faking like he's pretending to drive around in an electric car that someone else was driving for him. Not even kidding. That's how big of a joke this all is now. But he's wearing aviator sunglasses and groping babies, so he's cool. And then this is, I'm telling you, man, this Bill Gates Epstein thing, this has the potential to blow a lot of things wide open. Bill Gates reportedly hoped Jeffrey Epstein would help him win a Nobel Peace Prize. Is that for the work that Gates was doing with Epstein in New Mexico, cloning people? I mean, it's funny how we just ignore that story, isn't it? Certainly is. All right. I sign off. Darren McBreen, Larry Pinkney, Alex Jones, take us the rest of the way. I'll be back hosting the War Room in and out.
Warning, warning, warning. The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas, South Dakota, and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off, and Winter Sun for your immune system. It's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Anytime you throw your weight behind a political party that controls two-thirds of the government, and that party can't keep the promise that it made to you during election time, and you're dumb enough to walk around continuing to identify yourself with that party, you are not only a chump, but you're a traitor to your race. A Dixocrat is nothing but a Democrat. Whoever runs the Democrats is also the father of the Dixocrats. And the father of all of them is sitting in the White House.
And those were powerful words of wisdom from Malcolm X. He called the Democrats Dixiecrats. Larry Pinkney joins us now. And Larry, I wanted to get your take on that. What do you suppose Malcolm meant by Dixiecrats?
Well, Malcolm was referring specifically to the fact that the Democrat Party is not only hypocritical, but was the, and still is, but the most fundamentally racist party. People don't realize that. The Democrats built their party on racism, okay? And people think that, oh, my, the Democrats have, oh, they're so wonderful. The reality is that the Democrats are probably the biggest devils of the two parties. It's no doubt that the Democrats have shown repeatedly that they cannot be trusted, okay? And I'm talking about primarily their leadership. So when Malcolm, Brother Malcolm, referred to them as Dixiecrats, he was talking about their fundamental racism. And they are still, no matter what their symbolism is, they are still fundamentally racist.
I think my favorite quote from Malcolm X was something he said about the mainstream news media. And I mean, he nailed it. When he said that the media is the most powerful entity on earth, they have the power to make the innocent guilty and the guilty innocent. And he also said, if you are not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. And that brings me to today's progressive liberal Democrats. What do you think Malcolm X would say about Black Lives Matter?
Well, oh, my God. Malcolm, and I, when I met Malcolm and spoke with him, one thing that was crystal clear to me was that Brother Malcolm was a strong believer in family values, traditional family, okay, what we call the nuclear family. Mm. Black Lives Matter is I'm sure Malcolm would see the hypocrisy of Black Lives Matter. I'm sure that Malcolm would know that Black Lives Matter, their so-called leadership, okay, opposes the traditional family values. They oppose, okay, the nuclear family. And by the way, you know, that, they made it clear themselves in their original manifesto.
It says it in their mission statement. Their right. mission statement on their website, it's still up there. They want to break up the nuclear family.
Exactly. So when you break up the nuclear family, in essence, what you're doing is you are destroying, first of all, the family. But you destroy the family, you destroy the nation.
Yep.
Let's be clear about that. And they know that. They're not stupid. They know what they're doing. So, you know, this is, I wish people, so many people, I think they have good, when I say they, I'm not talking about the leadership. There are people who caught up with Black Lives Matter who have no clue as to who and what they really are. They're treacherous. They're treacherous. And I'm sure Brother Malcolm would have seen that. I have no doubt about that.
All right, I want to play you another clip, and I think you'll recognize this guy. This is another warning from the past on what fascism will look like in America. Roll it.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
It's kind of eerie, isn't it? I mean, the fact is that I refer to the Democrats primarily, I call them neoliberal fascists. Why? Because they new liberal, they call themselves fascists. They definitely are. Okay, in particular, their leadership. So Reagan was correct. I have to say, he was correct. This is how they're trying to bring fascism in. And they call everybody else what they themselves are. Okay, so they are the fascists, they are the racists, they are the ones who are facilitating and perpetrating and perpetuating this situation. So, you know what? Reagan was correct. It's like he somehow saw the future, because that's exactly what these neoliberal Democrats, fascists, okay, neoliberal fascists, Democrats. I hope people remember that expression. And I'm talking about their so-called leadership, which I call misleadership. But that's what I'm talking about, their so-called leadership. Sorry I got on a rant.
No, I love it. And we don't want to let the establishment Republicans off the hook either. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, really, they're the same evil, corrupt, part of the same evil, corrupt system. The two-party system is a lie. You know, let's face it. We have a one party system. It's the government party, or now we could even call it the one world government party. We've been mm-hmm. taken over, by my opinion, by China, the UN. We no longer have fair elections. We don't have free speech. The media is state run propaganda, and right. there's no freedom of the press, and our justice system is completely corrupt, along with all of our intelligence agencies. They've all been compromised. And now the FBI is actively out there arresting and imprisoning political dissidents. Larry, do you think America is a failed state?
Well, I think that it's a failed state to the extent that the quote-unquote deep state, the neoliberal fascist Democrats and the Rhino Republicans, to the extent that they are pushing to make this nation, this republic, a failed state. We've got to turn that around. We have to expose it for what it really is. But at this point in time, I have to say, yes, it is a failed state.
Well, I think it's safe to say that some people watching this broadcast for the first time tonight, we literally made their heads explode, because first we played a clip from Malcolm X, followed by a clip from Ronald Reagan, both of them on the same side, both of them unified in their warning about the impending liberal fascist takeover of America. That's why we call this an information war. That's why we are going against the mainstream controlled narrative and telling it like it is. And as my good friend Larry Pinkney says, it is what it is. Larry, you have the last word. Tell us what you really think.
What I really think is we better do something about this now. We better inform one another. I'm glad that people are looking at us, and I hope they're critically thinking about what we are saying. We are at a turning point in our history. Are we going to be or are we not going to be? With that expression, to be or not to be? That is the question. I say we must be a republic. We must stop being brainwashed and controlled by a propaganda machine that people have the unmitigated gall to call a news media. It's not a news media. It's a propaganda machine. So that's what I want to say. Much love to all of you brothers and sisters, black, white, brown, red, yellow, U.S. citizens of this republic. Let's keep on keeping on. Let's fight. Let's struggle. Let's get our republic back.
That's right. And the struggle continues. Thank you, my friend. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you, brother. Love you, man.
See you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I got Drew Mason on the show because he was happy to come down to Austin, Texas and be on air with us because he's a great, respected, trusted gold company, gold and silver. But now that he's here, and I'm glad he wants to get into this, he really wants to get into how this is a spiritual war. And so that's what we're going to be covering in the next three segments. And the globalists want to make fun of Christians. They want to make fun of people that have a relationship with God, not because they're really atheists, but because they understand the power of Christ and the power of God, and they're trying to block us from that so they can control us and dominate us. So a lot of people tell me about the health effects of fasting. I've never really done it that much. But I've really been thinking about doing it lately, and especially intermittent fasting or doing three-day fast on just bread and water. And then I'm looking around for a great gold sponsor. I already know who this guy is. See him on Fox News, see him in Forbes. And he starts going, okay, we'll talk about selling gold and silver later. Let's talk about what the Bible says about fighting evil. So the left makes fun of this because they hate it. It's like Obama won't give a speech somewhere where a cross is. These people are really evil. So he's Drew Mason. He's the principal at StJosephPartners.com, InfoWarsGold.com. It's the same site. You just go there and we get a commission when you purchase gold and silver and other precious metals. You also buy gold and silver and other precious metals and jewelry, you name it. They're a one-stop shop. They're great people, very highly rated. That's why we've had them as a sponsor. But he's not here about that in these segments. This is a shorter segment. Two longer segments coming up. You were really excited the other day. People liked the interview. Getting into Bible passages and Christ said pray and fast. They've taken that out, strangely, in modern Catholic and Protestant Bibles because there's power in that, you're saying. Well, I believe what Jesus said, and there is power in what Christ said. So tell us about that.
Thank you. So I would say, and this is a big statement, if InfoWars are about the battle between good and evil, the ultimate InfoWar could be about fasting. And I say that because, remember, St. Paul told us, don't wonder why things happen in the world. Everything happens because of the battle of principalities around us. So if you start from that perspective, and then you begin drilling into Scripture, and the passage that we spoke about earlier, Mark 9:29, and the parallel in Matthew, for literally millennia, Christ's words were specific, telling us when evil is at its most powerful, most intense, Christians can pray all day long, and they're going to lose every time. We saw it in Scripture with the guys that Christ handpicked, hand-trained himself. They lost. And they said to him, why, Lord? And because he said, this is a special case that requires prayer and fasting. So think about this from a war mentality, a military perspective. If you were evil, what would be the best thing you could do? It would be to destroy an awareness of how to defeat evil. And that is exactly what transpired with the rewritings of these Scriptures. Christ's teaching there should have been titled, How to Defeat Evil. By removing it, we've now had an entire generation that's lost consciousness of how to do that. I think they may be putting up on the screens, you can see how these translations have changed in the 1960s. Now, let me go right to a question that some people are going to hear. They're going to say, well, the reason we took that word fasting out of the Bible is because in the 1960s we found this manuscript, and it didn't include the word fasting, and it was the oldest manuscript. Here's why. Recognize, evil is never going to back down. It's never going to say, oh, okay, you were right, you caught me, I was lying. It only is going to cede to power. So that statement that it was inaccurate to have fasting is a misrepresentation. We have thousands of manuscripts. The only two that don't include fasting were in pristine condition because believers in that day knew there was many things wrong with them. They never used them. The manuscripts that the early Christians were working with all said fasting.
But all the New Testament's full of fasting, and you have Jesus fasting for 40 days before Satan's going to confront him. So that's there too.
You're absolutely right. There are so many, yes, and that is a stinging defeat that Satan has never forgotten, that Christ fasted and it crushed him. When we see the apostles later fasting, they have incredible victories. When we see, again, Esther fasting, we saw the miraculous salvation of the Jews who were slated for extermination. We see families that are traveling through war zones with Ezra, and they know they're just sitting ducks. And so before they do, they fast, and they are miraculously protected. Derek Prince, the great Protestant evangelist, said once, it's almost impossible to exaggerate the power of prayer with fasting. And for Catholic listeners, they may be interested to know, in one of her most famous alleged apparitions, the mother of Jesus said, "You have forgotten that through prayer and fasting, wars can be averted. Natural holocausts can be reverted." So that's why we fast, is to bring about this incredible power that when God made the rules of the universe, he said, will only be fully unleashed if believers make the small sacrifice of fasting. So that's why. When do we fast? We fast, again, in the model of first century Christians who said, believers are obligated to fast every Wednesday and Friday. Now, I concede that is not in Scripture, but it's in a book, I believe its proper pronunciation is a Didache, which is a very short book. And these people who had observed Christ gave us that granularity. They also gave us the granularity that's not in Scripture. They said, abortion is sin. So although it's not in Scripture, that is a worthwhile document to consider. Now, let me build a little further on that with what we know in Scripture that would support the idea of fasting twice a week. We see the parable that Jesus gives when the rabbi and the sinner are at the temple. And the rabbi is saying, "Oh, Lord, I tithe and I fast twice a week." And the Lord says, his prayer is not meritorious. It wasn't from the heart. Why was he tithing? Because that was the obligation. They had to give a minimum of 10%. If he had any generosity, he would have been giving 20% or something like that. And why was he fasting twice a week? Because they were obligated. They knew they were obligated to fast twice a week. Remember, Jesus said, don't do as the Pharisees do, but listen to what they say because they know the rules. We then see John the Baptist's disciples come to Jesus and they say, "Lord, what is going on here? Your disciples aren't fasting. We fast like the Pharisees fast. We fast twice a week." So there is this precedent that is not a smoking gun, but I would make the case supports this frequency of twice a week. We also see St. Paul explicitly saying that regular fasting is expected, especially of ministers. And then,
well, the health benefits of fasting aren't debated. And of course, I'm very pleasantly plump. Doesn't mean I've ever followed all the recommendations of being healthy. But it makes sense to be disciplined. And in this decadent world, too fast is also a mental thing to also make you remember there are people that don't have food.
Very true. Very true. And you're right. The health benefits are extraordinary. Many people don't realize that a Nobel Prize was given not too long ago specifically on the research benefits it uncovered of fasting.
Hold on, Drew Mason. I want to come back and talk about that. Again, he's our new great gold sponsor, but he wants to talk about his experience, how to overcome evil with prayer and fasting, as Jesus told us to do. We'll come back. He's stjosephpartners.com, and you support us when you go to InfoWarsGold.com, and that's just a tracker code that gives us some of the support for your purchases. So thanks a lot. Listen up, patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and KF Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, but sold out for months back in limited supply. Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta back for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a lost leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Satanism on TV. They say they hate Christians. They love to kill babies. They laugh at us, but oh, then let's take crosses down in public. Let's take them down off churches. Let's put up Baphomet nativity scenes. They don't want us to have Christ. They don't want us to have God. The whole world government's here. The Antichrist system, the mark of the beast, it's all being announced. And it is a big part of the Bible, because I sat through a lot of Sunday school about fasting. I remember my parents, when I was a child, would fast for 3 days a couple times a year, and I knew that was always certainly interesting. And so, you know, here we are now with Drew Mason. He is the principal at StJosephPartners.com. And he was happy to come down here. He's our gold sponsor. and we're really excited about him. And he's got a great name and great credit and great reviews online. I've seen him on Fox News and read about him in Forbes. But he just has this message about the power you've had in fasting. So we've got this segment, the next. But personally, tell me before you get back into it, how did you get into fasting and what has it done for you?
So what really led me back into it was an experience I had when I did a mission trip behind the Iron Curtain in the 1980s. And it was to a town that's called Medjugorje, where although the Catholic bishops have really suppressed it, there's an incredible revival breaking out. And that was where the message came. You have forgotten that through the power of prayer and fasting can avert wars. And it was the reminder that we are obligated to fast on Wednesdays and Fridays, as is supported by the Didache and other documents. My experience is that, first of all, to do it the way the first century Christians did it on bread and water is shockingly easy. I think one of the great victories evil has had is it has created the misbelief, misperception, that if you're going to make a fast worthy of God, you have to be in such pain and so weak that you're going to be unable to function. The way the first century Christians fasted on bread and water, you're going to conclude is shockingly easy. And the idea is that it's all about the heart. It's all about the heart. And when we start a fast, we say, Lord, you know, what you did for us is so big. This is so little. Yes, I love cheesesteaks. We love seafood. We love salads. But we love you more. So we make this tiny little sacrifice with joy, Lord, and restrict our intake to just bread and just water on this day so that your spirit will come. America will be renewed again, praying for the protection of our military, our police, our firefighters. And we believe we are literally helping to preserve them. The other thing I've seen from it, I see the health benefits that we were alluding to a moment ago, the improved focus. You know, a lot of Asians who are not spiritual fast because of the improved clarity you have, the improved energy level. It cleans out the toxins in your body. We talked about the Nobel Prize, but there's just literally been hundreds of research reports written on topics from dementia, Alzheimer's.
Well, rats and mice that they make fast live like three times longer. It's crazy.
It's amazing. It is, and it's.
They've done studies with worms too. The worms live a lot longer when they make them fast.
And it makes sense, doesn't it? If God is telling us to do this, that there is, of course, the primary spiritual benefit, but then there's all these ancillary benefits, including the physical. And another, you asked me about what I have seen personally too. And another benefit I would say, and I can't recommend this highly enough to parents in this world where you hear of so many difficulties out there, is the protection it affords from evil. And we quoted earlier the 5th century evangelist who had a vision of something or a word and said, the angels protect the families that fast. So that is just in itself a wonderful, wonderful blessing that seems to be supported, as we see again through Scripture, whether it's Ezra or in different parts of Scripture. So let me, since we're talking about health benefits, so allow me, I'd like to mention one other brilliant victory evil has had in with regards to fasting and modern-day consciousness. So as you know, when they came out with the word communism, the idea was it was community and people bought into it. So now that we know communism, how evil it is, what it's done to civilizations, you're never going to see a modern American politician say he's a communist. So they have the same principles, but they'll call it something else.
New packaging.
Well, if you're evil, think about how brilliant it would be if you could get people to think they were fasting, but they weren't. The people were actually going through all of the difficulty, but they weren't getting the benefits. And I was.
So you're going to say intermittent fasting is just like what they do in Ramadan, where you don't eat during the day and you only eat at night?
Well, what I do want to say about intermittent fasting is that I believe it really is only intermittent dieting. But the word fasting is used and it deceives people into thinking they're fasting. Here's the difference between dieting and fasting. If you're doing it for yourself, for your own health, it's dieting. If you're doing it for the purpose of our Lord, repenting, coming closer to Him, that is fasting. So it's really a very soft difference. So if you believe in, and I see the science, I totally get, and I also do myself, practice the idea of you don't eat for at least 12 hours a day, all the benefits that releases. However, what I would say to you is you want to ask the Lord to help you do this for the reason of Him, for fasting. Here's what I have found is the ultimate divider where people are saying, no way or okay. The way the first century Christians fasted is on bread and water. And if you're in intermittent fasting, you're probably thinking, I don't want to have bread. I'm going to have broccoli, salad, whatever. The worst thing I can have is carbs. There's a reason why heaven has told us bread and water is the best way there is to fast. And just think for a moment about the war on bread and what has happened. I know you think science has convinced you bread is bad. God fed his people with manna, bread, in the desert for 40 years. It wasn't a coincidence. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem, which means house of bread. It wasn't a coincidence. Jesus fed the 5,000 with bread. It wasn't a coincidence. He said he was the bread of life. And in his greatest miracle of all, the Last Supper, he said, this is my body in the form of bread. There is more to it than just a modern science theory telling you that bread is bad. First century bread had no preservatives. So 100% whole grain.
Well, the other thing is they've also genetically engineered it where it's a lot smaller and it's a different type of grain.
You are right. The breads that you get that are changed for elongated shelf life are not any good. They're not any good. If you get 100% whole grain bread, the University of Oakland concluded this is the missing piece in the puzzle for American health, the vitamins, all that it brings to you. So I would say to you that fasting is so good for you physically. I pursue bread and water fasting because of heaven's guidance that this is the best fast. It's the way the first century Christians fasted, and we do it twice a week. We talked a little bit about the results. I want to share a couple of stories with you. The organization C12 came up with some fascinating insights, and they said they found out in London during World War II, the Nazis were bombing it to death. It was on its last gasps. And some of the Brits got together and they said, we have to start fasting for a heavenly rescue. And they did. Now, we can't prove that this is what happened by any means, but something very, at least coincidental, happened that is striking. Hitler, who had built this superstar panel to advise him and who had deferred to them on their guidance, rejected their advice and went into Russia full bore, pulling back from England. England was spared after just this small group started fasting. It's the incredible story that we see again and again through scriptures. And so I come to you and I would say to, I know so many of you are patriots who love this country and you're sitting there wondering, what can I do for this country? You may feel like you don't have any financial resources to contribute. You don't have time. You may be unemployed. If you feel like you have been such a disappointment to whoever, yourself, your family, if you're humble like that, you are the warrior that evil fears the most. If you will fast, you will change history, and you will have bragging rights for eternity that you will be so glad you've made this little effort. And I truly believe that what we are seeing happening is this renaissance in America that's beginning to roll.
All right, Drew Mason, yeah, definitely a man on a mission, and we know fasting's good for you, so and I know it's in the Bible, I believe in it. I don't know how I'm going to be able to do it, but we're going to try. But when we come back, though, let's talk about the fact that all this evil that's taking place is waking people up, and there's that positive effect on the other side. And I agree, people shouldn't get depressed and down because Scripture is all being fulfilled. I mean, this is world governments out in the open now. We'll be right back.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with.
with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Up. All people who are in Hollywood are waking up. All right, Drew Mason is our guest here with us, a final segment. He was in studio with us, today, but then we ran out of time live, so we're taping this to air later here on the broadcast. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And I really want to talk more about positive stuff. My job has been exposing the New World Order and the fact that it exists in world government, and they're bad guys. Now most people know that's true. Now we should talk about the positive, what we're fighting for, and ways to fight back. So we're getting into fasting, but I was begging you, get into the gold and silver some, too, because you're our sponsor, and I want you people to buy a lot of silver and gold. I think they should get it. I think it's going to you know, go up in value. Certainly, it's a hedge against inflation. But finishing up on fasting.
So you were saying, too, that there's so much that discourages people. There is so much good news happening out there. And I want to encourage you to think about Scripture. There's a reason why Jesus said, fear not. We have nothing to fear but God. No disease, no political group, nothing to fear but God. And coming on here, I had the thought while I was praying of Elijah, the great Jewish prophet. And we won't get into the details here, but he just had extraordinary miracles pouring through him. And then one day, the king's wife said some bad things about him, said we were going to come after him. And Elijah retreated. And it turns out, what plays out, he's in a cave hiding. And the Lord says to him, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? You've seen all that I do. You saw the miracles, the fire I brought down as you prayed. What are you doing here? And I think that is really a message for us in America today, too. What are we doing here? Why are we scared? Why are we
intimidated by these Satanists? Because we've got the power. We've got Christ.
We have the power. We have the victory. And we're looking in the wrong places for leadership. So I fully believe as we pray and as we fast, local leaders are going to begin, the scales are going to fall from their eyes. It's going to come clearer and clearer what we need to do on in terms of our strategy. And it will give you confidence and peace in stepping forward and having courage. One of the great messages from Medjugorje said, if you will preach the gospel without fear, the truth will miraculously win. The truth will miraculously win. And that's why I began my comments with the words, praise be Jesus. Three words, it's preaching the gospel. And I'm riding on her coattails and believing, and I'm seeing how the truth is miraculously winning. So there is so much cause for optimism and hope. There's so much good that's coming on. I do want to encourage you, don't feel like you're participation isn't important. Satan tells you, you can't have any impact on the world. You're not powerful. God is telling you, if you had any idea how powerful just your response alone is, you would be brought to tears.
The more people, as it says, what two people agree upon on earth, God makes it so in heaven. The more of us together believing, that brings God in.
That is so true. That's a great point. In Leviticus, it says there's an exponential power that comes to the world when believers join together. So we don't need 100 million people to join us.
And that's why all over the world they're trying to shut churches down, but also conservative, Orthodox, Jewish centers, everything. Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, they're shutting them all down.
Amen. And it's wonderful to see this awakening that is happening, the scales falling from people's eyes. So I really want to encourage you. It's so easy to fast on bread and water. If you're hungry during the day, have as much bread as you want. Again, go for 100% whole grains. If you want to put some butter on it, some olive oil, if you're diabetic, talk to your doctor, but put almond butter on there, things like that. It's not that this is a great burden. Again, this is whole grain bread, tons of protein, tons of B vitamins. It's just a little sacrifice. That's all God's looking for. If you think about it, we had paradise, right? And all God asked us to do was the tiniest little fast. Just don't eat that sugar on the apple tree. And Satan, being the great salesman that he is, they are masters with words. Didn't talk about, I'm evil and you're going to be destroyed. Talked about you becoming godlike. And that deceit,
and that's what
paradise.
That's what big tech says now, is we're going to merge and become God with machines. It's the same story again. But you got to get rid of the Christians. Now, briefly, let's talk about gold in the Bible.
So the history of gold is incredible. It literally goes back to Genesis before Adam and Eve were thrown out of the Garden of Eden, which is amazing. You wouldn't think there'd be any reason for gold, any reason for stores of value back then, but it literally goes back that far. And whether you go to the Chinese, ancient Chinese civilizations, pick your civilization, it has preserved wealth. What else does it say in the Bible? I believe, and this is something that Wall Street will laugh at, finance is supposed to be just about the track record. Gold's track record is spectacular. 7% a year since it's begun trading freely for an asset that is as risk-free as there is in the world. 8% a year this century. That's incredibly credible for an asset that has no counterparty risk, that has no liabilities, and it's always worked. Why is it?
It's very personal. It's very intimate.
It is. And So why could it be that Wall Street and financial advisors hate this so much? Well, part of the reason clearly is that it's a less profitable product line than derivatives. Part of the reason, surely, even if unintentionally, is that gold is, again, so simple that it removes the need for some intermediary or advisor.
Well, that's it. You can't add a bunch of cost onto it and a bunch of fees. It is very transparent.
It is completely transparent. And a third reason I would give you is I believe it is biblical. And in the Jewish scriptures, God actually makes the statement, the gold and the silver are mine. So if you're evil, and if there's value and good to gold, as he was counseling us, because in the New Testament, it's the only asset that I see reading scriptures where God specifically counsels us to buy gold so that we may grow wealthy in Revelation. Now, I understand completely that the primary intent of that statement, to buy gold refined in the fire so you may grow wealthy, wasn't literal. It was spiritual. But God could have chosen any other asset. He could have said, go and buy farmland. Go and buy oceanfront real estate where you can catch the treasures of the sea. There's a reason why he said gold. And if you look at the track record, it has indeed preserved wealth. So those are some of the things I see biblically, Alex, that support, from a spiritual perspective, what I think is so clear from a historical perspective and from a financial perspective.
Absolutely. And again, you're selling as much gold as you can get your hands on right now. But you're actually ready to deliver it to people within 3 weeks.
Everybody, and we'll buy it. If you want to sell gold, we'll buy any kind of gold you have, broken jewelry, whatever it may be, your old dental fillings. If you have a form of gold that isn't very liquid, an odd-shaped bar, we'll buy it and help you swap into much more liquid gold like we were talking about earlier that's minted by a sovereign
minister. This is a hot market, but you guys are great folks, good service, and you're not ripping people off. And again, people, if you want to support them, they're our sponsor. You need to go to InfoWarsGold.com. That's InfoWarsGold.com. That's just a link that goes so we get some support from your purchases to StJosephPartners.com. But that's InfoWarsGold.com. And that will help fund our operation to expose the New World Order. And I'm just glad to have a good, reputable gold company like you with us. And on top of it, you're definitely trying to get people to focus on Christ, the spiritual nature of this, because that's everything. And, you know, from so many perspectives, just fasting is going to make you think about God the whole time you're doing it and why you're doing it. So it's not like a negative thing to make it about a sacrifice for God, not just for your health. I mean, it's a good thing to make it about that while you do it.
It is a blessing to be here and to share. And one group I didn't specify, Alex has a very admirable bunch of young adults and even students who are in his audience. I want to just reach out to you and say, I think your future is so bright. I know you read all these headlines and you think it's so negative. I think your future is so bright. And I meet young people again and again and again. You are so talented. You are so talented. Don't let anybody discourage you. We are blessed to have you. And you have a very bright future.
Well, you're right. I need to focus more on the positive. I want people to also know how bad the globalists are, that they're going to really hurt us bad. So we reject them, but there's also so much good in the universe. It's just that we have to really expose, because sometimes it seems mean to really expose Bill Gates, the New World Order, and Klaus Schwab, and Xi Jinping, but they're really bad people, and I think they have to be exposed. But that's the positive point, that we're still on air to be exposing them.
Amen. And there is so much good, so many good people out there. I'm sure you see all the time, too, Alex, as you travel. America is just filled with wonderful people, and we have a bright future.
Drew Mason, thank you so much. Great having you here.
And
you did a great job on my show when we were live. Again, this is a tape to air, so it'll be airing here in the next few days after he was here with us live on Monday, May 10th. And I'm not sure what day we're going to air this, but we'll also be posting it to band.videos. I hope you'll share with everybody you know and send it to leftists you know, because the leftists now admit they're not atheists. They're almost all now admitting they're Satanists. They have national documentaries out admitting the Democratic Party's new mascot's the devil, and Joe Biden just canceled the National Day of Prayer. All right, folks, that's it for this transmission. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.